76, you are go.
You hear the man. Go.
Go.
50 years of space film and video, now in high definition, was previewed this week. The Discovery Channel and NASA showed some clips during a Capitol Hill ceremony marking the U.S. Space Agency's 50th anniversary. Discovery Channel founder John Hendricks.
When Discovery was given the opportunity to not only celebrate a half century of images from our space program, but also to offer a beautiful and lasting preservation of these iconic and historic images for future generations, I was personally delighted.
Discovery transferred over 150 hours of the NASA pictures for the agency's archives, including the first American spacewalk by astronaut Ed White.
Okay, I'm separating from the spacecraft.
Ed White is flying at 17,000 miles per hour, 200 miles above the Earth.
Okay, I'm out.
Discovery President John Ford.
It's a really proud moment for Discovery Communications and Discovery Channel to be able to make this series and also to be able to donate 150 hours of high-definition archive footage to NASA and to the world now, because we're really restoring and preserving a precious part of our history.
On February 20th, 1963, then astronaut John Glenn orbited the Earth three times.
Roger, zero-G, and I feel fine. Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
What touched you about what you saw today?
Well, I think just seeing some of the people I knew back in those days, Ed White in particular, on that spacewalk. Ed was a real close personal friend. He was one of the most outstanding men I ever knew in my life, and I say that without reservation. And to see him and know that his life was cut short in a pad fire later on, there are a lot of reminiscences here just seeing all the people I worked with back in those days.
The series of space documentaries begins next month on Discovery Channel. All the restored film and video is back in NASA's archives and available to scholars, filmmakers, and students. Paul Sisko, VOA.